the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And you know what else you can do? Watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Missed the first hour? I don't know how we got on the Texans. It wasn't really the plan. But
I mean, they always come up.
Yeah, I know. But you know, we'll see. It kind of came up because that's why I wrote a column about who they could trade. And, you know, and a lot of people are, you thought this offensive line was going to be good? Yeah, I did. I still think they're better than they've been. Significantly, actually. I mean, a lot of the sacks are still Deshaun, man. But there's, like, the one thing that would happen to Max Sharping. That guy was supposed to be year two, right? He played really well last year.
Yeah.
Supposed to take a step. Tytus Howard looks like a guy who missed most of last season. You would expect that to get better. The other guys are just average inside. I mean, Tunsil's pretty good at left tackle. He's actually played really well this year. That's what's been lost is like that guy and Bradley Roby have been good players for you. Not much else. So 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, can I do my positive?
Yes.
My non-pedo positive Rona update of the day, which, you know, we've been talking about how people are reporting that things are getting worse. It's really not. The thing won't come up. I hate when that happens. Usually, I have it already queued up and ready to go, and then...
You should have just waited to do the update till you had it queued up and ready to go.
No, I guess I was waiting for the music.
Well, the music wouldn't have saved you.
No, it still wouldn't save me because I don't have it yet. But, you know, yeah, for some reason, it's just... This is really weird. I think there's a problem with the website. Basically, but the numbers remain flat again.
Okay.
So... No, I mean, the alleged surge hasn't happened yet. Now, what a lot of people are doing is they're getting, here we go. This is for October 21st.
Here's positive, non-pedo, corona update of the day.
You haven't found any music yet?
You still need music.
No, I have not.
Okay. Come on. That effective reproduction rate, which was over 1 last week, down to 0.98. That means this is from tmc.edu, means the virus spread is decreasing.
All right.
Okay. I'm quoting the medical center on this. The positive test rate has gone up a little bit, 4.0. Last week it was 3.9. Yesterday, 384 new people, once again, under 500. Last week it was 497 a day compared to last month, where it's 838 a day. And now the number for new patients in the hospitals was up a little bit. 108 new patients. Last week is 103. So, you know, there's a pop up in a couple places, but as far as new cases and the effective reproduction rate, they continue to stay low.
That's good news.
And go down.
Okay.
That doesn't mean go out there and take off your mask and cough in people's faces.
I saw, you know where the next big breakout's happening? Canada.
Yeah,
your people are a mess.
Well, it's funny because I listen to that. There's a channel I listen to is Canada Talks, and it's so funny because there's this guy in the morning named Anthony Fury, which sounds like he should be badass, and he has kind of the weakest little voice, but he's real conservative, and he's fun to listen to because, like, there's not much for them to bitch about. So he's bitching about how they're taking Halloween from him. I live in Ontario, and we're not going to be able to have Halloween. You think about these kids that don't have, they've only got so many years of their life where they can go out and trick-or-treat. I don't think trick-or-treating is a good idea right now.
My kids aren't trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
We've decided that, we have another couple who has a few kids that are friends with my kids, and we've hung out with them for the last several months. I guess I guess probably since May. So, you know, we feel pretty safe with them. The kids play together. We don't worry about them being around each other. And we decided that we're just going to get together and we're going to give all the kids just some cash and say, hey, go buy as much candy as you want. Pick out your own candy. And then they're going to sit at home, watch some movies. And that's Halloween.
That's cool.
I mean, it seems better than, I don't know, it seems easier than trick-or-treating. At least you won't get, like, generic knockoff candy. You can get full-size bars.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Get yourself sick. Throw up if you want.
Man, we all have to make little adjustments and stuff and just be smart. And I think a lot of people are doing it, and good for them. And, I've said all along, I was never for shutdowns because I think we have to learn to live with this thing, not destroy businesses and destroy the economy for the sake of it, because most people are going to get it at some point. You just don't want the hospitals overwhelmed. That's it. And I don't feel the need to go out and do things that might cause a spread, and that's okay. I mean, I'm fine going to restaurants and things like that, but would I want to go around to people's houses that I don't know and collect candy from them? Probably not. Dustin said Northeast U.S. too. They've gone completely shut down on schools. And schools are another one that, I mean, we've gotten where almost everything you can teach online. And, I kind of have mixed feelings about that too.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who are doing their kids online. I mean, where we're at, you've got an option. And my kids are in school. But they also know if stuff starts to break out, well, they're going to be back home.
Yeah. Somebody says we're liberal P-words. Really?
Because we're not having trick-or-treating?
I don't know. Because I try to be responsible. I mean, I've been against shutting down the whole time, but, that's okay. I'm liberal. That's me. Good call. So that's my new favorite thing about people who just aren't smart. Like, if you don't tell them exactly what they want to hear about something, then you're either a liberal or you're a Trumper.
Yeah, it's just very.
There's no room for anybody to be, oh, I don't know. Use common sense and be reasonable and look at all sides of something. If you don't like that, don't listen to the show. And somebody was the other day, like within 2 minutes, somebody, when I said I wasn't going to tell people who I voted for because none of their damn business, said, oh, that's just because you voted for Biden and you don't want people to know. Well, that's just because you voted for Trump and you don't want people to know. That's why you keep saying he's going to win the election. Keep guessing. I mean, the only one that they didn't say was, you didn't vote for AJ's girl because she's not my girl. Yeah, she is.
Her name's Joe Jorgensen, Dr. Jorgensen.
Yeah, well, but guess what? There were three options, so keep guessing.
There was four options.
Well, there was four.
The Green Party guy.
I have been on record that I did not vote for the Green Party guy because I didn't know who he was, didn't even know he was on there. So, yeah. And a lot of teachers weighing in saying in person is still necessary. I think it is, no question, but
in person school,
in person teaching. Yeah. Cause there are some things you can't do online. So, I didn't resist the first shutdown, but in retrospect, I think it was a bad idea. I think, but again, it's not like, and it's funny because I'm listening to them debate it up there. And I think what they're talking about doing is if you get a hot spot where it's really dangerous to the numbers in the hospital, then that's when they're going to have to lock things down again. But, you know, nobody knows enough about this thing, but I kind of think we're all going to get it. We're all going to get it at some point. 281, Fred voted for Kanye. Kanye was not on the ballot. So, but, yeah, there is a little more nuance to things than just, oh, well, you voted for this guy. So, and you know what? I hope we've learned, and this is the thing, as people, as we learn more about this and minds change a little bit, maybe we learn from that first shutdown that, hey, we need to do this a little bit differently here. Next time around. And, you know, if we do that, it's not hypocritical to change your opinion. It isn't. Because more data, it's just, I guess this is from gambling so much. Like each week we get more and more data on teams. So it'll change where I rank a team based on that, right?
Every data point changes the whole thing.
Right. And, yeah, it may not change it a lot. But this is the same thing, man. As we get more information, we got to figure out how to use it better. That's all. I think if the medical people were sports bettors, we would all be fine. Got to start gambling on sports. But don't gamble on your insurance.
No, especially your home insurance. And here's the thing. You may not know what your bankroll is, Fred. You might not know what you're paying for your homeowner's insurance. And if you don't, that's okay. I didn't know either. But I do suggest you find out. And once you find out, text the word money to 232323 because they're going to ask for your address. You're going to send that back, and they're going to say, hey, well, they're going to say, what's your address? You send that back. They say, hey, here's what we can offer you. Here's the coverage. Here's the price. And for many of you, like for me, I saved over $1,000 a year with TGS. Some people, I know a guy down the hall saved $2,600 a year with TGS. You can save big money. The average customer is saving $900. Not everybody's going to save that much, but hey, if you save any, then what's the damn harm? What are we waiting for here, guys? It's so simple. They're going to take care of the back end, get you refunded on your old policy so you can start saving money right away. All you got to do is send that text. Text the word money to 232323. Get a new insurance quote from TGS. On the ground, little boys trying to diss on the ground. Hey, I can't switch on the fan. It's high, hit the switch on the fan. This where my head is. Listen, I feel resentment from every direction. Even some homies be wearing expressions. I be discouraged from sharing my blessings.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Now you can tune into your favorite ESPN 97.5 shows on the all-new ESPN 92.5. Thanks to presenting sponsor Carbach Brewing. To celebrate, crack your favorite Carbach beer and dial up ESPN 92.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So, Caroline Chris is the one that called us liberal. It just said it was just my opinion. Okay. He says, you say you go out on Thursdays. How many other people go to that same place while you were there and before you were there? Halloween is not much different than going to a restaurant.
Dude, Halloween is going to many, many strangers' houses and taking things from them directly. How's that not different?
And I've been really clear about this. We go with the same group of people pretty much every week. And a lot of the people we see around here that I know are okay. And I also know if they have a cough, they're staying home. It's the same group of people every week. I know that they've gone way out of their way to keep the place clean there and make sure everybody's healthy there. And so when I go, if I go inside to order drinks, I've got a mask on, they've got a mask on. When you sign your credit card bill, they give you pins that have already been cleaned, and then you put it in a different thing for pins that have been used. It's like people aren't even using the same pin.
Yeah.
So we're just being careful, and everybody's being careful about it. Doesn't mean we're not going to get it at some point, but that's a hell of a lot different to me. And maybe it isn't. Maybe that's, you know, and there are people who think, yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be doing that. So, well, I'm sorry. I mean, you also have to live. And I think we're trying to do the best we can to, support the economy for one thing, have one normal night a week where we're out, but doing it safely. And, you know, when you go to the bathroom, when you go to the, always have the mask on unless you're outside. And we sit outside, even when it's 150 degrees. So you can agree that hey, okay, I'm fine with that. Or you can say, hey, that's stupid. I don't care. The point is, though, I mean, we can do stuff. Just play by different rules. Why? I don't understand why that's so hard for people to get. So, they said, how is Halloween different than going through a drive-thru? Again, you're going, it's like going to 20 drive-thrus. My goodness.
And do you think that everybody who opens their house is going to be wearing a medical mask and gloves? You think that's going to be happening? I'm guessing not.
Yeah.
Do you think that every kid trick-or-treating is going to be wearing a medical mask underneath their costumes? I'm almost 100% sure that that's not the case, because they're going to say, Mom, I'm hot. I'm going to take off my mask. Why does it matter anyway? If you want to go trick-or-treating, go trick-or-treating. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, just don't. Yeah, I'm not going
to
have.
Why do you care if my kids are going trick-or-treating? What's it matter to you?
And guess what? If you knock on my door, you're not going to get anything, because I'm going to have the light off and the dogs will be barking at you. So I choose not to participate. Sorry.
Why does that bother people?
It's just people are stupid, AJ. It's really amazing to me. And for one thing, it's freaking Halloween, okay? It's just a holiday. That's it. I mean, it's just a thing where people get stupid drunk and adults get stupid drunk and dress up in costumes, and kids go around to other people's houses and take candy from people who might be pedophiles. That's what it is. And you guys are getting worked up over this. Oh, my God. I'm sorry I brought it up. Ugh. And somebody says, so when does being careful end? At this rate, never. We're all bleeped. You know, that's the thing. This is where what I'd like to see our politicians do is let's start coming up with a plan for living with this. Because, you know, and right now we don't have that, right? We have, we either need to shut it down again or, you know, what we need is a really good plan where, hey, listen, this is out there and we're going to have to deal with it. So how do we deal with it?
Right.
That's what I want to hear from our politicians. And, you know, and look at best practices. And, hey, some of the places that, like Italy, had it really bad early. And then it got better, and now it's bad there again. And I think we need to learn from what happened there and look at what New Zealand and places like that did, and then come up with a really good plan for how we deal with it. And, you know, some things are going to change. And I feel so bad. And you too. We've got a lot of friends that are in event businesses.
Yeah.
And they're screwed. Because, I mean, they haven't worked for months, and those are the kind of things that may or may not be coming back anytime soon.
Well, you know why they're not working, Fred? People like you are scared.
I'm not scared, but there's...
Yeah. I'm being sarcastic.
I know. I mean, but I mean, it is going to be hard to put together, like, giant events.
Yeah.
Like festivals and things like that. You know, it's probably not the smartest thing right now. But that also means a lot of people are out of work, so they're going to have to find something else to do. I mean, we're going to have to adjust as a society, and I think if we actually try to work together, I know this is going to sound really ridiculous, but if we just take politics out of it and sit down with experts,
good one. I know.
I mean, everything I say after this is
good
BS.
One,
but. Work out, hey, what's the best plan for us to go move going forward, and shutting down is not an option. You know, the stay-at-home stuff is not an option. So how do we make it work? That's what I'd like to see. I know I'm dreaming. So.
It was nice in theory, though, your dream.
I can't wait for the day when people in the world just relax. Yeah, well, listen, everybody's on edge. I get it. I mean, we don't know what the hell's going to happen. Somebody says the plan is a vaccine. That would help.
Well, it'll be here November 4th.
Yeah.
If you vote for Trump.
Well, I mean, but realistically.
It'll be here in 2024 if you vote for Biden. That's what I think.
Realistically, though, I mean, waiting on a vaccine to try to make things normal again. If you look at the timelines, even for the ones they think might work, then who's going to get them first? You got to determine
rich white people.
Well,
Fred,
yes,
what
of
the
course,
hell do
you rich
think?
White people, and well, you know, it should be people in the medical profession who have to deal with it every day. But rich white people will get it first.
Yeah.
Since my best
rich white people have it really hard in 2020, so yeah. We've got to give them something. We've got to throw them some kind of a bone.
That's what Stormfront said.
Yeah.
My best friend lives in New Zealand. The economy is crashing. $1,500 a night hotels are going for $100. Yeah. Did you see that?
Well,
special.
Also, there shouldn't be $1,500 a night hotels in New Zealand. I'm just saying that. That's just my one man's opinion.
And 832 says sports has shown the way. Lots of testing, and you know that's the other thing, we have to have testing available.
Right, but that, like, sports also has basically unlimited money.
Right. At least they do now. If this drags out, they won't.
That lots of testing thing is nice in theory, and you say, okay, well, you guys want to go back to school? Everybody's got a test every day, and then they'll say, okay, but here's what it's going to cost. And people are like, oh, yeah, I don't know about that. I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, somebody.
These schools that can't afford books, they're gonna pay to get everybody tested every day.
Yeah, right. I mean, you can't. I mean, even once a week, if you could do it once a week, but I don't think that's realistic.
I don't think it is.
And, yeah, I think I've been tested 3 times now, you know, it's not cheap, the places I've gone. I know there's free testing, but I want the instant response, right?
Right.
And that's the other part of it. I mean, in theory, it'd be nice if you could get everybody free tested, but you can't. So, and then, you know, there's little things, too.
Well, now you can get tests if you think, if you've got symptoms.
Right.
But the goal would be, obviously, to get tested before symptoms pop up.
Well, and that's why I've gone a couple times. I didn't have symptoms. I just wanted to get checked.
Yeah.
And because if I do test positive, because honestly, man, I may be old and I may have some issues, but my immune system is it's like my liver. I mean, I could fight off anything. So, I mean, I could have a light cough and it'd be that, and I don't want to give it to anybody. So, yeah. And, I mean, the thing is, I don't know that vaccines are going to solve anything. I don't know. But we need to figure out how to work together and live with this. Like, I think I mentioned this before. Little Woodrow's, they do the little temperature check when you go in.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that? Those things are awesome. Everybody has them.
I am for that.
Yeah. Hell, we should start doing that here. I know we have one. We haven't been using it, but I think anybody that comes in that's not here every day should have to do that. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know, does it break my heart that I can't go out dressed as Doug Marrone this year? Because it's probably my last chance. Nah, I'll be okay. I'll be okay.
Fred doesn't mind.
Doug Marrone probably doesn't want me doing that either.
No, he actually he says as much.
Yeah, he's in the press conference. Tell that guy to quit dressing up like me. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. Brad Powers coming up. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
There is no
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I actually got some good comments from some people, but we're going to put that in our pocket for a little bit because it's time to talk a little college football gambling with the legendary Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. Hear him every Thursday. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. But he's better than the other six. What's up, Brad?
How you guys doing on a fine Thursday?
We're doing all right, man. How about you? How's Vegas right now?
It's fine. I'm bracing for this winter weather that we're going to have here on Monday. But other than that, loving it.
Winter weather in Vegas means it's kind of like here. It means you put on a hoodie, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, when you're coming off of record temperatures, I think we had more 100-degree days than ever in the history of Las Vegas. And I think the Monday high is like 55. I'm probably going to put on a little bit more than a hoodie.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? I was there, I think, the last time it snowed on the Strip a few years ago. And I was like, what the hell is this? That's not allowed to happen. So... I'm gonna ask you about a weird game right off the bat that a listener wants to know about. Southern Miss Liberty, particularly the total. Big fan of yours and wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
I can tell you a very sharp syndicate group just bet the under. So if you're wondering why the total just moved down a couple points, that's the reason. I trust their opinion. They're probably one of the sharper college guys around. We've also seen a ton of money on the side. Liberty taking money on the side, especially with Scotty Walden testing positive. He's the interim coach. He's the play caller. So that makes a lot of sense to me. I lean Liberty, and I also lean the under. Under 61, I think, is still a fair bet.
All right, let's get some of these weekday games out of the way first. There's a game tonight, Arkansas, App State. App State has they've been pretty good, ATS. They've got a great wide receiver out there. App State, though, I thought there would be more drop-off than there's been, at least so far. This is a lot of points, though. 14 seems like a lot to give for App State here.
I'd take Arkansas State. I guess I just seen them more. I trust them more. I know that they just fired their defensive coordinator after last week's game, so maybe that's why we've seen a lot of App State money. But, I mean, App State hasn't played in a month, and it's not like I've been overwhelmed. I mean, they're 0-3 against the spread so far this season. I'm just going to go with the eye test, what I've seen. I'm going to take Arkansas State, a high-powered offense, fully capable of pulling the backdoor cover here.
So my best bet last week was to be on Charlotte against Florida International. That got taken away from me. And now, for whatever reason, my book and several other books, it looks like on the board, don't have FIU Jacksonville State. But there's several books with it still up. Do you have an opinion on FIU Jack State?
As long as Jacksonville State gets their coach back from COVID, probably lean them a little bit, but I think 10.5 is a fair number. I made it 10. I got to tell you, when it comes to an FBS versus FCS game, if I'm with a half point of what the line is out there, I mean, it's just a no bet for me.
Okay.
Let's talk a little Big 12 here. Baylor getting 9 at Texas, and we've talked so much about Herman as a favorite versus Herman as an underdog. And from what we've seen at Texas, what do you think of that line, Baylor getting 9 points?
You know what? It's almost a game I can't touch. I mean, look, Baylor, I've seen them twice, and to me, I wanted to fade Baylor this season. And what have we seen? Okay, they beat and crushed Kansas. So what? I think that's going to happen just with just about everybody this year. And then they, in a very sloppy game, they lost outright as a favorite against West Virginia. So, Baylor's one of the least experienced teams in the country, first-year coach, a lot of COVID issues all fall camp for them. I really don't want to bet on them, and I know I don't want to bet on Texas. I mean, when you're – look, I get it. It's a controversial topic and whatnot, but if all the talk is about a fight song or whatever, I mean, you got issues. I mean, you're wondering why you can't be a national title contender for the last decade. It's stuff like that. I mean, that whole country club flavor that's going on down there in Austin – ain't winning them football games and ain't winning tickets at the window. So, to me, I'm not going to bet the game.
How do we treat these Big Ten games now that they're back?
Well, certainly more games, more opportunities to make some money. So I'm certainly intrigued by that. But I'm not saying that I don't think there's a lot of high value picks. I think the market is about right with the games that they got on the card this week. So there was I didn't bet a ton of Big Ten games. I bet a few on Sunday, the World Openers, but I think the market has it about right. I'm more excited for you know, once I've seen these teams in action, I'm more excited about future prospects of making some money. But and there's a lot of good matchups. I mean, we're going to figure out how good these teams are almost immediately. I think Penn State, Indiana is a really solid matchup. Iowa, Purdue is a good matchup. And, of course, the highlight game being, you know, Michigan and Minnesota. I mean, we'll figure out how good those teams are almost immediately.
The only line that I guess I feel, and it's moved up a couple points since it opened, but the only one I felt like was a little short that I feel like is going to be a full-blown blowout is Wisconsin hosting Illinois. I figured that line would probably open it closer to 20. It opened at 18, and now it's at 19.5, 20 in a couple places. So that's the one game I thought that, you know, that there was early value on, at least, of the Big Ten games.
Yeah, I agree with you. I made it 21. I mean, keep in mind, Wisconsin last year got outright upset by Illinois. It was a 30-point spread and biggest upset in 40 years of Big Ten play. So revenge. I also think, I mean, maybe people have overreacted. Jack Coney's the quarterback for Wisconsin. He's out. I'm here to tell you the highly touted Graham Mertz, who's going to replace him, probably end up even better than Jack Coney. So that's not a downgrade for me. I lean Badgers there. I bet Iowa plus one, Northwestern minus eight, but those lines have moved significantly. Again, not a lot of high-value picks. I expected a few more bets out of me in some of these openers for this week, but just didn't happen.
We were talking yesterday about the alarming number that is Clemson minus 46.5 against Syracuse and how rare it is to have a number like that. And we looked back, and Ohio State was – I think a 50-point favorite against Rutgers last year, but it is still a pretty rare thing. I mean, obviously, I assume much like you, I don't want to touch either side of this thing because that's just a crazy number to even think about. But if you had to, I mean, don't you look at the dog there?
I don't, believe it or not. You know, even though I think Rutgers easily covered that spread
last
year, it was one of the few spreads Ohio State didn't cover, so you have that, and I think that was the biggest spread as far as a Power 5 game involving two Power 5 teams. I think you had to go back to, like, 1987 Oklahoma against, I think, Kansas State prior to Bill Snyder, who was the previous high. So uncharted territories is the largest favorite role for Clemson ever against an FBS team. It's the largest underdog role ever for Syracuse. Here's why I can't bet to the Orange. I mean, we might be dealing with, you know, a Rutgers type of team here. I mean, they got fewer than 60 scholarships right now suiting up for them. I mean, the FCS, not FBS, the FCS scholarship limit is 63, and the Q's are lower than that. It just depends. Clemson can name their score. I mean, they named it last week, didn't have a problem, 73-7. And I'm certainly not anxious to walk up to the window and bet the Orange. Let's just put it that way.
One game that I've been looking at and I wanted to get your opinion on before I pulled the trigger on, but Cincinnati getting points at SMU. I think the Cincinnati team's pretty good. And I'm you know, SMU's a team I follow closely and I bet a lot. And I'm just kind of curious if you have a thought on that game, because I'm really leaning toward taking Cincinnati with the points here.
My pure power rankings say Cincy's clearly the play there. I'm a little worried they've had COVID issues. Haven't played much. I mean, they've been off the last couple of weeks. That concerns me. A very sharp group bet SMU early in the week. I respect them. And if you go up against them long term, that's negative EV. So, I mean, they did take SMU. And, you know, I want to play. I hear you. That SMU's 5-0, but I haven't been overwhelmed by them so far this season. If it goes to 3, Cincy will be in my pocket. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, fair enough.
Alabama giving 3 touchdowns right now on the road against Tennessee. I'll be honest, I don't know how Tennessee stops this Alabama offense. It's just a matter of if they'll score or not. 21 almost seems like a light number, and that's a rare thing with Alabama. What do you think of that Alabama-Tennessee line?
It's not light, according to my power rankings, but I can only look towards the Crimson Tide here. Maybe they're, you know, slow because they're coming off a big win against Georgia. I mean, I can't handicap and make a lot of points for Tennessee here. I'm with you. I don't see how they slow down Alabama. But on the other side, I expect Alabama's defense they have one of their better performances of the season. I think they match up well with Tennessee's offense. So, for me, it's Alabama minus 21, and I'm also, for the first time this year, I think the under is going to cash in an Alabama game. I'm going to lean under 66. I think that number is inflated due to the fact, I mean, the over's 4-0 already in Bama games.
Because, is that because you don't think Tennessee is going to hold up their end of the deal?
You're going to count on Garantano?
No.
I mean, in order to get that, they're going to have to put up probably, you know, 20 points.
Or there'll be pick sixes.
I don't see that happening.
One of the things we've talked about a lot with you this season is the teams that are playing their first games versus teams that have already played. And you typically have said you like the team that has been able to sit back and watch film. I'm curious, though, does that count for a game like this Rice-Middle Tennessee State game where Rice is playing their first game and Middle Tennessee is playing their seventh game? I mean, that's just a really ridiculous – I mean, Rice has all the film in the world, though, right? But is there something to being, you know, in mid-season form versus playing your first game?
Yeah, I mean – it's certainly been the case. The teams that are playing their first game of the season against teams that have already played, it doesn't matter if it's one game, two games, three games, whatnot. The games playing their first game of the season are 23-9 against the spread. So it's been very profitable for the teams that haven't played. It's better to have game film than actually played. All the money's on Rice, though. I can't bet it at the current number. I could tell you this. I would have looked at that Middle Tennessee, and then last week happened. Middle Tennessee, if you've been following them, were horrific the first two games of the season against Army and Troy. But then they kind of found their way a little bit, covered three straight games.
Well, they beat finally FIU won a that game doesn't outright. Have a quarterback.
Yeah, and but then last week, I mean, they gave up 768 yards to North Texas. North Texas has a good offense, but I don't think much of North Texas this year. So, to me, that's giving me some pause right now. I would lean Middle Tennessee, but I'm running the window to bet the Blue Raiders.
One of the line moves, and it's actually a total move, that's been really confusing to me so far was South Carolina LSU opened at 59.5. It's pushed down to 55. And I don't think this LSU defense has gotten any better. And South Carolina, I mean, their offense is kind of plodding. It's not a thrilling offense, but it's been effective. You know, they're putting up, you know, about 30-something points a game so far this season. I mean, why do you think that number's moving towards the under?
I am part of the under money.
Okay.
And here's the case. We've seen the spread come down a little bit, and the totals come down too, but I'm not sure that it's been enough. Miles Brennan, I don't think, is going to play, the LSU quarterback. And you thought the downgrade from Joe Burrow to Miles Brennan is big? Wait till you see the downgrade from Miles Brennan to a pair of true freshmen. That's the backups for LSU. They have no experience. So I expect a very conservative game plan out of them. It's going to be more like a Les Miles type of team. Ed O has talked about he wants to run the football more. He's going to run the football, in my opinion, here. On the other side, South Carolina, you know, not overwhelming offensively. They've had success, but the guy that's had success, if you're watching their games, Shai Smith, their wide receiver. Well, I'm here to tell you, Derek Stingley, the cornerback for LSU, the best cornerback in the country, is going to shut him down. So I think LSU is due to have one of their better defensive performances of the season. I'm going under 55.
Does that mean that you like LSU as well, or on an under, do you tend to take the points?
Yeah, I took the points of South Carolina. I took the 7. I think the number's going to come down because eventually it's going to get, you know, Miles Brennan's going to, you know, be announced out, in my opinion, and the number's going to drop. So if you want to bet South Carolina, do so now. I just can't paint a lot of positivity around LSU right now. I mean, they lost outright to a pair of teams in Mississippi State and Missouri, and let's face it, those teams haven't looked very good outside of the games against LSU. So you got off-the-field issues with LSU this week. I mean, I don't think we're going to see it, but it's starting to remind me, if you remember, Gene Chizik at Auburn won a national title with Cam Newton, lightning in a bottle 1 year, fired 2 years later. I mean, I could see it here with Eddie O.
I've been on the betting UTSA train. They should have covered last week against Army. I do stand by that.
They should have.
But Lowell Narcisse being done for kind of makes me done for with them. It doesn't seem like the market's adjusted a whole lot to that, and I don't know if they realize, because UTSA's gone through a few quarterbacks, but they settled on Narcisse. I don't see them having much more success, and 2.5 seems like actually a pretty decent number right now. What are your thoughts on that UTSA and Louisiana Tech game?
They go back to Frank Harris, who was the starter for him originally, and then he was fine until he got hurt. So, I mean, they weren't having too many issues. Here's what I did bet. I bet the over in the game. I think both teams have seen their recent games suppressed just because of who they faced. I mean, Louisiana Tech faced a slow tempo UTEP team a couple weeks ago, and then just ran into a really good defense in Marshall last week. UTSA just faced the option in Army and two great defenses in UAB and BYU. Both teams run a little bit of tempo. You never have to worry about the weather there in the Alamo Dome. I bet over 53. I think over 54 is still good.
All right. That's Brad Powers, joins us every Thursday. They can find all your stuff at bradpowersports.com. Great stuff as always, my friend. Let's cash some tickets this weekend.
Let's do it. Take care, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. Went a little bit over there, but it was good stuff. Sorry. Not sorry. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. And I suppose you've come now to help me. I'd see through the real, through the real. Why we laughed it up, I'm wise enough, who knows
how it goes to get. This is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. So am I still waiting for this world to stop hating? Can't find a good reason. Can't find hope to believe in. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number. You know what? I need to do a giveaway.
Did we do that giveaway?
Well, you did the...
Yes, we did.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, you did the Black Bear one. I have the boxing giveaway. We have that today, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so I'm going to do that right now, if that's okay with you. At, we'll say 6 o'clock. Well, no, let's not do 6 o'clock, because Taylor's got to call in. Let's do 5:56. Third caller. Championship boxing is back in San Antonio in a big way. Superstars collide on Halloween night as Gervonta Tank Davis brings his swagger and power to town to face Mexican legend Leo El Terremoto Santa Cruz with two titles on the line. So we'll do caller 5 at 5:56 to 713-780. Caller 3, sorry. Caller 3 to 713-780-3776 at 5:56. Wins a pair of tickets to see the action live in San Antonio. Plus, San Antonio's own undefeated champion, Mario Barrios, faces Houston's Ryan Carl in another world championship bout. It all goes down Saturday, October 31st, live at the Alamo Dome. Get tickets at the box office or at Ticketmaster.com. There you go.
Thank you, Fred.
And just trying to give something to the people, man. Okay, so let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, so I've got...
Yeah.
You guys pick. I've got a Tennessee fan saying his wife left him after he threw a beer bottle through a window during the Kentucky loss.
I mean, does she not even understand how bad that loss is?
Apparently not. Jeez. Of course, that's kind of the whole story. I've got an article about Phil Collins' ex-wife trying to steal his mansion.
Oh, we've already done that this morning, so skip that one.
Okay. You did that this morning?
Yeah. I did the morning show because I'm helpful. I did the last hour of the morning show.
Oh, okay.
I'm a team guy.
Okay.
I've been here all day, Fred.
I've got an exorcism.
Well, I do like that.
I've got a jealous woman knifing a man in front of witnesses just weeks after she bit his testicles.
I also did that story this
morning. Jeez.
Yeah. So let's do the Tennessee fan.
Okay. We'll do the Tennessee fan. The other one I had, I'll talk about it in a minute because it's kind of different.
By the way, that woman that stabbed that guy to death?
Yeah.
Manslaughter, not murder. She accidentally stabbed him in the chest with a kitchen knife.
Mm, boy.
Yeah.
I think murder, depending you actually have to prove, you have to be able to prove that she planned it out. So if it was like an act of like, she got mad really quickly and decided to do it, then it has to go as
what happens when you have a history of violence, like you had the cops called on you 2 weeks ago for biting your husband's testicles?
That should be a question for lawyer Dave.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, the guy called into a show and told the story, and he said he wasn't drunk, and he says, I'm cool and calm. It's like, okay, but you threw a bottle through a window. The caller said his wife texted him that she's going to stay at her mom's for a few weeks. And instead of being torn up about that, he simply said he was sorry and that the blame falls on Tennessee's quarterback, not him. So I know guys take things seriously in the SEC, but, you know, that may be a bit much.
That's probably a little excessive.
That's how they do it in Rocky Top, baby.
Yeah, I miss when Tennessee was good, even though you'd have to hear Rocky Top 75 times a game. There was always something kind of charming about that, and everybody singing along with it. And the fact that they suck now, that and there's no reason to watch a Tennessee game unless you got money on it, it takes all the fun out of it. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I saw something kind of cool today. And have you guys seen this video that's making the rounds of this metal dude doing a cover of Queen's Somebody to Love?
Yes.
I've not seen it.
It's way too long, but it's pretty badass. So I went and looked this band up, and I wound up buying a bunch of their music off of Apple Tunes. Their music, he kind of sounds like old school Ronnie James Dio a little bit. And I mean, it's just good old school metal. And I wasn't crazy about the cover. I thought it was cool, but they're called Lords of the Trident. So, I went to YouTube, checked out a couple songs, liked them. So I bought one of their albums.
Okay.
I mean, is that stupid?
No, if you like it, I mean, why?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty badass. Make that Death Dealer. If you can find that one, that's a good, although if you can find that Somebody to Love, that's a good one to go out with. Cause it's just really well done. And they did the video for a contest that was supposed to be an online contest of covers, and apparently they canceled it at the last minute. So he just put the video out there and it's gone viral. So, all right. I have to tell you about Lightstream. And guys, if you ran your credit cards up a little bit during this Rona mess, well, guess what? You can consolidate that. If you have good credit, you can go to Lightstream.com. And they offer credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. The rate is fixed, so it never goes up over the life of the loan. Your application's 100% online. You don't even have to leave your house to apply. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are absolutely no fees. We hate fees. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
To love, find me somebody to love.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.